What's going on, guys? This is the Book Commander. Welcome to the Book Commander podcast. Let me get this thing adjusted here, folks. And today is the big 20th episode. I haven't been 20 in a long time, folks. You know what I'm saying? And so, wanted to make this special. I'm calling this Changes because, guys, I got to apologize. Every time you guys get on the Book Commander podcast, it looks totally different. Sometimes you have the blue frame at the top and the bottom. Sometimes you have yellow. Sometimes I'm in my living room. Sometimes I'm in my kitchen. So I wanted to get it to a point where this podcast can be as simple as possible. And it can look uniform. You know what I'm saying? It's going to look the same every time from here on out. Minus a couple of changes I'm going to talk about in a minute. This whole week has been full of changes for me. And that's where the name Changes for the podcast comes from. But we'll get into that in a second. So I want to apologize. I'm sorry, guys, that, you know, it seems like we're using different equipment every time. It seems like we're in a different location every time. And to let you guys know what's going on, for the past few months, we've actually had an HD camera. And we've been running it through studio software on the computer. It's professional software, which is awesome, right? Except my computer, I have three laptops and a tower here in the house. And then my producer of the podcast, he brings over a fancy tower, like one of the Alienwares or whatever it's called. And these things still are not new enough or strong enough to run the software correctly. And so we're running the HD video and the audio in, and we put the graphics on the screen. And I think that the computers are a little too old or a little, you know, not powerful enough to run this stuff. And so to compensate, it chops down the video quality. And so as much as I like that video software and the graphics and things on the screen, I would rather come to you guys with a clear camera for a change. So that's what's going on. We decided to move it out here where this is on the back of my house. We built on a room right after my kids were born. And I guess it's like a catch-all room, or it has been. I'm sure everybody has one of those at their house, right? Where you don't really have room for something, so you move it to this room. And it's just like a catch-all. And so a couple of weeks ago, we decided we need to clean that room out. It's just too cluttered. So what are we going to do with the room? Well, we decided to split it, my wife and I. She's into, she makes vinyl graphics, she makes t-shirts, she makes mugs, things like that. And all of her equipment that I don't know how to use, fancy equipment, is over there. And all of her supplies, I have no idea what this stuff is. I would look like a caveman trying to use it. And then everything over here is podcast related. And I have all kinds of fancy equipment that she doesn't know how to use. And so it works. Good marriage. So the room is split pretty much 50-50 at this point. For the last couple of weeks, my buddy and I have been working on, and actually my son's been helping some, working on like the setting here, the backdrop. Now over here, in this area, that's going to look different next time, guys, because I'm actually waiting on UPS to bring me something today. I don't want to reveal what it is. Let's just say it's very blissful, and that's all I'm going to give you the next podcast. It should look completely different right here. To give you a quick rundown or tour of the place, if you will, Amy Lee Evanescence poster, concert poster, framed with a ticket, and that's, of course, Amy Lee and Pac-Man. I don't know why. It just works. It's a strange combination, right? Then up here I have, God, I don't even know, man. A Saskatchewan Rough Riders championship ring. It's a replica. I own stock in the team, for those of you who missed those podcasts. It looks like a fingerling is not mine. It's my son's. Northwestern coffee mug. For those of you who don't know me outside of the podcast, one of my fetishes, the big thing around the house this week is my son has learned how to do this. And so one of my fetishes is collecting coffee mugs. I've got so many coffee mugs, it's ridiculous. And so I may actually swap them in and out at that spot, but that's the Northwestern, FB Northwestern fishing vessel. It's off of the TV show The Deadliest Catch. Love that show. A Count Chocula Pez dispenser, which is not mine. Guys, I ain't taking the blame for that. A couple of collector's cans up there, and those are going to swap in and out as I find cool. Because I'm into energy drinks. That's like one of my only bad habits. And if I see an energy drink, tons of energy already, but if I see a cool looking can, I'll buy it just for the can. And so those will swap out. Predator Funko Pop. That is mine. I'm a huge fan of the movie series The Predator. Sasha Banks. This is like a Sasha Banks metal figure. Yeah, that's mine. I'm a huge Sasha Banks fan, WWE fan, but the legit boss, Sasha Banks, boys. WWE Pez dispensers are not mine. Those are my son's. The Ghostbuster stuff there on the end, that's my son's as well. What else we got? Bluetooth jukebox right here. That's my baby right there. And you can't see it, but there's actually a record player right there that belonged to my mom before she passed away. And so what happens is I can hook the record player up to the jukebox, and it sounds really good, guys. Much better than this digital crap they're putting out. And then, of course, I have records. That's Evanescence Synthesis, I think, is back there. So anyway, just giving you a tour. But this week has been about changes. All kinds. Not just the podcast studio. I had, what is today? Today is Tuesday. Saturday night, I get online and I check my sales. I used to check them when I was a newbie author daily, like every single day. How many books have I sold? How many have been downloaded? I check them about once a month now, guys. I'm not even going to lie to you about it. I have up months and I have down months, and I've come to appreciate both because there's good in both. But I get on Saturday night and I've had 800 or 900 downloads of the original Gunship in one day. And I'm like, dear God, what's going on? So I go immediately to the book page on Amazon, and it's hitting number one. This is the third time I've had a book hit number one. I had The Fleet hit number one, and I had The Colony hit number one, and now the original Gunship has hit number one. For no real rhyme or reason at first glance. And I've said this in previous podcasts, I think I will dedicate my next podcast to it. And that's how to market your work. But I've never paid for advertising, guys. Other than, hey, you know, I need a Book Commander shirt or coffee mug or something like that. Don't really pay for advertising. A lot of authors will get on Facebook and they'll pay for, you know, to get their book link in front of people, random strangers on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube. Never saw the need in it. It's silly. It doesn't really pay off in the end. I've had authors argue with me until they're blue in the face. Indie folks, you know, that will argue and say, oh yeah, man, I've got to pay this $500 a month to Facebook, otherwise I won't get any downloads on my book. And I'm like, no, you're wrong. And they're like, no, you're wrong. And then at the end of the month, I have twice as many downloads. And that's not to brag, guys. That's just to reinforce the fact that it's money wasted. You know what I'm saying? Pay an editor with that money, or pay to have professional cover art done. You know what I'm saying? Or take your kids to Disneyland or whatever the trend in 2019 is. Just don't spend on a brand new $500 cell phone, because that's unnecessary also. Yeah. So, switch doctors this week. Went in for the initial checkup, and for the first time in history, in the history of the Book Commander, aka John M. Davis, I'm overweight. I'm a handful of pounds overweight, guys. I've always been, you know, scrawny. And then I got into weightlifting, and my diet was basically whatever I see, I eat. And I eat two helpings of it because I'm lifting weights, and it would make me huge. Don't really lift that much anymore for medical reasons, and so haven't figured out how to drop that diet yet. It's just so fun, right? So I've actually, this week, we switched our diets out here at the house. I've been eating fresh foods, and I'm feeling a lot better. Gotta be honest with you. I think I've already dropped the weight that I needed to drop. If not, it'll be dropped by next week. But yeah, feeling pretty good about it. Been exercising, first time in a long time. There's another change, right? Let me see. I ain't just so much going on, guys. I'm changing classes in college. Just had finals. I had Christian theology, which was fantastic, guys. I totally recommend that class, whether you're a Christian or not. Excuse me. The theology class is fantastic. And then I took a historical class, which was okay. You know, it was basically a research class. I didn't know that going in. But I'm switching over this week and to a brand new set of classes. That's going to be interesting. And, God, what else switched this week? The website. I think we switched the website out this week. I don't know. I don't take care of that stuff. But I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure that did. We switched hotels. We've been vacationing in Tennessee for, God, my wife and I went before we got married to Tennessee, and that was in 2001, so we've been going twice every year since then, so a long time, and we normally stay at the same hotel, and we decided to switch this time around, try something new, stayed in Margaritaville Island, and fell in love. And so that's our new hotel. So much stuff. Can't even fathom what's going to happen next. But UPS better be coming next. That better be what happens next. But guys, I mean, 20th episode. Not bad for a guy with a microphone who just likes to ramble. You know, I do talk. This is the... used to be, I almost called it the Angry Writer Podcast. Used to be the Angry Writer Podcast. I've been trying to change that as well. I've been trying to not get as angry. It's hard. Easier said than done. Because there's so much stupidity in this world. But I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. Blood pressure's down. It's just when you're at that red light and you see somebody on a cell phone, man, and they're just not paying attention. You just want to reach out and slap somebody, you know? So I got to work on that part. I can't do that. I can't do that in 2019 so, without getting in trouble. So, yeah, trying to change that. But 20th episode, who would have thought? When we started the Book Commander podcast, because I'm a country boy, guys, and gals. If I spin this camera around right now, it goes to my backyard and there's nothing there. But woods, as far as the eye can see, a grill and a trampoline that is broken right now because a freaking wind blew it up the hill last week and tore it all to pieces. Yeah, that happened. But, I mean, just woods. Beauty, as far as the eye can see. I'm a country boy and we started this podcast out kind of, I don't want to say with a redneck theme, but with a country theme. You know what I'm saying? It was, what happened was, I was in Charlotte, and I stopped at a Cabela's, and we were working on the logo for the podcast show anyway, and I called, and I'm like, you know, I'm getting ready to go into Cabela's, and I stop, and so I called the producer, I'm like, I really like the logo of Cabela's, man. There's something about it. It's just like that green and that yellow caught me. And so I called, and then by the time I got home, they had mocked up the Book Commander podcast logo, and it looked very much like a Cabela's. And so we started out with that kind of theme, and I enjoyed it, but somewhere along the way, I'm just like, this doesn't really have a whole lot to do with writing. I'm a pulp writer. I write science fiction. So we switched it up. But the logo has evolved. The podcast setting has evolved, gotten much better. I think the equipment that we're using, because when I first started podcasting, folks, I was using the laptop's camera and the laptop's microphone. And now I'm looking at a HD camera, and I'm using a HD mic, professional mic with a professional boom. So yeah, we've upped our game just a little bit. And I'm doing this, number one, because I like to ramble. Anybody that knows me, man, you get me on history, you get me on writing, you get me on wrestling, something I'm into, man, I'll ramble all day, all day. And because I also, as I touched on the last podcast, I enjoy helping people. I wish I could help people more than I do. I wish I could, help them financially. I wish I could help everybody that's in need, man. But I can't. I don't have the finances, and I don't have the gift to help people all around the world. And so, this podcast, I sit down and I'm like, how can I help people, man? What do I actually know about? I know about a few things, of course, history, but that's not really going to help people, I don't think. I may do some history podcasts down the road, and maybe a college student that's in need will pick it up or something, I don't know. But I know about writing. I know how to, write. I know how to publish. I know how to chart a title to where it gets to the front page. I know how to do this for free. And so this podcast was originally set up to help the folks out there who want to write. They want to publish. They have a dream. They have a story to tell. But they can't afford to pay like a vanity press. And they don't really have 10 or 15 years to dump into trying to find an agent, trying to find a publishing house. Let me tell you a story about this week. I'm rarely on social media now, guys. I haven't been on Instagram in months. 2 or 3 months, at least. Twitter, I'm on there probably once a day. Like, I'll fly in, check it for 2 minutes. I'm a ghost after that. And I check my email every day. So, I happen to get on Twitter, I think this was 5 or 6 days ago, something like that, under a week. And it just so happened at the top of the page, as soon as I get on there, because I have a lot of writers following me and I follow them back. A guy was asking how he can land an agent. And I replied, I saw this, and it's like one of my pet peeves. You don't need an agent. You know what I'm saying? You don't need an agent because you don't need a publishing house in 2019. And I was nice about it. I wasn't trying to troll the guy. But I asked. I said, why in the world are you trying to traditionally publish in 2019? You don't need to. And he replied, well, I've already got the publishing deal. I'm just looking for an agent. And I'm like, why? Isn't the sole purpose of an agent to help you land a book deal? Like, isn't that their sole purpose? And it turned into this big thing where no, agents do a lot more for me than that. Agents help me, negotiate a book deal, negotiate the terms. And I'm like, you're a grown man. You are the one that sat up at night and wrote this story. You should know what it's worth. If it's worth $10,000 to you, then don't take any less than $10,000. If it's worth $5,000, don't take any less than $5,000. You should be dictating your own fate. Not an agent who's going to get a cut of the money. Not a publishing house who just is trying to make money off of you. I find it odd that you have a book deal but still want an agent. Who does that? And it, you know, anytime that I bounce a tweet like this off of Twitter, the tweets flow in from agents all from abroad, from, you know, New York City to Miami, Florida. Every book agent crawling out of their parents' basement. They come, they jump on the old book commander, these vampires, man, they're hiding all over. They crawling out of their coffins, all from all over. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, look, man, you know, I'll send them a link. I'm like, I'm outselling every single person that you're representing right now. I lay a paycheck down. I'm out charting every title that you represent. Unless you work for like one of the big six publishers, I'm out charting you. Promise you. And you're not necessarily.